Great,
Ça
thank you.
va, c'est mignon.
Yeah. Sorry.
Actually, this is fine.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that should be on you. It's hard to know what that is. This is a bit of HTML goo. I think this would be a break for and. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MVP.
But this is
under.
Yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree
that
you
yes,
underline
of course it is. Yeah.
You underline the goo in each case,
yes.
But not the and.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you reckon it stands for lambda? Or?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. It looks different. Is this?
Mm-hmm.
It's citation emission lines. I think my excitation should be in because it's just saying it's talking about the species that the new node's coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, you don't get that.
Let me up in the velocity.
ESO, I don't think it's instrument. ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
Your lens. We agreed to keep Hubble?
Yes, to keep Hubble. For this,
that should
be
a source.
Well.
Yeah. Do you think that's part of the name? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is all.
Absorption and systems
one name.
Shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorption and systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
These I'm talking about column densities, which is a derived property.
Yeah, these are species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah,
not
that's fine.
Individual lines.
And line alpha cloud shouldn't be there either.
No.
No, for some reason I think you just died. I win.
We
got both of them. You're right there.
Okay.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's not a competition,
right?
Yeah.
Battle of Champagne.
I've labelled that one.
Okay.
And again.
Yeah, that's one.
That's a special feature.
It is, but is emission line AGN a separate class from AGN? I don't think it is. I think AGN.
Emission line AGN.
You wouldn't.
You can
that.
Get AGN without emission lines.
But I don't think you particularly class them as a separate source. A separate source class.
I think in
maybe
Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago or last week?
Hmm. I didn't need it.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes, but I don't really know what that means.
And I guess there is a difference between an AGN with emission lines and one without, especially if it's X-ray detected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that,
mm-hmm.
as long as that's red as well,
yeah,
which it is. Overlap on stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarf,
sorry. Same as that one?
Presumably.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I don't know, at the moment. So.
Right.
It's our son. It's a G dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
Absorption. By Lyman Alpha Forest.
bit the same line as the voice systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Although maybe there shouldn't be any. Yeah, I think there should be.
Yeah.
Radio loud quasar again.
Emission models definitely not. Why associated?
No. We had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated.
what does
it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Does it?
Well, it's a process, though, isn't it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say M2 whatnot absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to some physical thing.
Yeah. I would have that.
Okay,
so
that means
then.
Those are mechanisms for that up count. Thanks. I just missed it. That's it.
We should have put emission line features, shouldn't we?
Hmm? Yeah, we should do. But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about.
Well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. Oh, it's only altering earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual. So it
doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but when we saw ones previously, we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only problem is then if we've both been not marking it,
yeah,
there might be other instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah. But
well, within the sentence that you're sort of currently looking at, and feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, it's sort of like coming up with a corrected version.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen the other one there, the quasar, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Is it kind of a regular vowel?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing there, sorry?
Probably field is being marked.
Yeah.
Absorption.
Isn't
being
marked. Yeah. Fine.
I don't think able thrust is different from cluster. Enable clusters.
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have able clusters.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access. That definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No, I'm not arguing. I agree.
You kind of blow
yeah,
the soft access.
Right, you're right, because it's an emission and confirmation.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. XBL maps and VBL maps, I think, because BL within should be correct.
Yeah, I agree.
That's fine.
On to this one now.
No?
No. No, okay.
Luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
that's fine. Mm-hmm. I can agree with taking
that out. Intermediate is a region. That is so cold.
It shouldn't be highlighted, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think it should.
Because if we talk about the borderline region, we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
It's the same, it's just, it's not like,
yeah, it's badly written.
It's so cool.
Infrared gases, we said not to mark things based solely on sources defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies.
Yeah, just galaxies.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about star-based galaxies rather than star-based within a galaxy. But they are the
yes,
star-based galaxies,
yeah.
There.
Galaxies.
Continue or continue with that? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
It doesn't really matter. I'd say
continuum
flux, but obviously.
In most of these cases, we've put flux in.
Yeah, I think you have.
Continuous feature.
Oh, nine.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was going to take it in.
Oh.
The lack of borderline polarization. Borderline polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
You can't
get just one
light to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by
polarized
light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it with only those broad line in it. And because I think that's what
well,
you have been doing earlier on.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yep. Okay. I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
We're missing weak line. So they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies?
No. I said that weak line was, because it's a modifier, should be included, which I think it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies are. This should be underlined, this should be green.
Okay,
well, actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Are we the same on the bottom?
Yeah,
okay.
Characterized
right.
by unusually.
Okay, so the question is.
Oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's
yeah, no, you've got line.
It's different to any weak
line.
That's fine.
No? Line comes out, and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah. There's a line there as well,
I
it's
think
different.
Weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
It's different as well.
In the same way as a forward line, it would be a
yeah. That's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I just made that up.
And gave it an acronym.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's not a sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The emission feature, which we're including now.
That's okay. Depth line and amplitude are just the same, right? Yeah. Emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
That can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway,
yeah.
You're saying.
That should be in.
Protogalactic plump.
No, they just made that up as well. No.
What were you thinking? It's a lump. Something. Emission feature again.
Yeah. Like absorption.
That should be because it's not an absorber, it's an absorption.
No, but it says
that's a process,
probably definitely
yeah.
Small angular size, it's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a process, not a source.
Features.
Yeah.
Feature again. That's feature. Yeah, okay.
as a future spectral feature.
Yeah.
Don't climb out of this again.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Dazzler is other regions, flabs.
Yeah.
Nebula.
And the rest is the same.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested in.
Yeah.
X-ray BLX.
Okay.
Intermediate types.
No, we put in type and shape in type.
Did we in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get it then.
That doesn't go in.
It's complicated.
Right, oh, it's
okay.
I don't like systems.
Well, hang on though, wasn't there one just a minute ago in which we had a line?
Yes, we are taking out a line on its own.
Right.
So, yes.
But you just...
Yep. Every time...
Keeping lines there.
Yes.
So...
What line are
we? In general, every time there's been line. Must have been line. Okay, it's
line
width, but it's still... Whereas that's lines. Have you had any just where it says
line
ratios?
We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going.
Yes.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still.
Okay.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Right. I agree that that can go out because that's a fitting thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Or in the UV. I don't think spectrum should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wave boundary, we're putting it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here, I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to, not like line width, but you can point to line centre. In fact, the whole thing should be that way, I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
line
wings.
You'd say line wings. All right, you get it.
Starburst Wife Activity. That's, I don't think that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then the AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
that has to go as well,
an
surely.
An AGN is a class.
A Starburst
is a class.
A Starburst is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As is an AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A Starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting Starbursts.
Starburst galaxies. Kind of starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy-like activity, then that's fair.
No, enough. But a starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AEG, an active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to...
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and you could feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the space, even though it's modified by activity, or it's modifying activity.
Okay,
let's
keep it.
I think they're the same.
Like
they either have to both stay
yeah.
and go,
yeah.
I think they should stay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was star forming.
I get to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. It's not worth it. Okay, we've just got this split up. I think we should be... H. U adjects 2. It's a wavelength region,
it's
but it's still
region.
But you say between that line and that
line. Yeah. Okay. I'm right here. That's
you
part
are,
of the
yes.
name. nine wishes.
Okay. Infrared galaxies.
This time the
galaxy should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
Let's make it like that.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh,
no, the other same. Sorry, missed that. Absorption nine systems. Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah.
Galaxy
in the galaxy distribution.
It's still the distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
Yeah, we did it before. Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
We weren't doing
the best shapes, were we?
Yes, don't include that spectrum.
Prisms? Yeah, that counts.
Low ionization. But weaker 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
Low ionization.
They're low bowels, aren't they?
Are they?
Low bowels are separate to class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That counts.
I don't know if high
bowels
are, but low
bowels
are.
They are.
Okay.
It's a big joke.
Oh,
high bowels. Next.
Yeah, emission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified and may be at a particular redshift based on it. Yeah.
Count. Continuum, I think, should be in.
Continuum also continuum flux should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I don't remember about the last week. We've been putting in continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were doing broadband detections, but we were doing, That's a nice team. One team. Now, what were we doing if...
Radio lag quasar should be in, Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know, because you were thinking language speak. Well, each conduct is a separate entity. That's different.
Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we need a rule for that.
Is that goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio log quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in the...
Mm-hmm. If it was radio log quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing then as one. I don't know what you...
Okay.
That's whatever's easiest for you.
No!
Yes, take it out. It's a haunting, spectral components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mission line objects.
No,
we
can't
should
have that.
Be in either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type.
Yeah. Then you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah.
Thank you, I've done again.
Right.
You think that's easy?
yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
we can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. But we want a line still.
The galaxy,
galaxy
or
galaxy?
Galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy.
Yeah, yeah, proper. What the header? What is?
HPC complexes. I don't know what HPC stands for, but since they're complexes, we can cross that.
You know what HPC
stands for? No, in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High velocity clouds. That, that's right.
Yes, but it's better. ICM.
Scuba. That's an instrument.
Sometimes, anyway, maybe.
Right there should be this, and it probably is. That's probably
no, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
No, the energy are different. I missed out that.
I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HB2, I think, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is line width. You can have flux.
Hey.
Not that line, but we want enhanced.
Don't?
Why?
We wanted, unless it's relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak broad lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak broad relative to what, though? It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, I think that should be one entity, right? The wasn't it according to the acronym rule, the first one?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym.
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or it's included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I was doing that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've missed the party.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess
I read the machine. Should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If it was.
I'm using emission.
Are you? No.
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true. So we should number on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then we
can. No,
we
can measure
levels. It's just a way of saying
yeah.
If.
No.
No, nothing at all.
Star first contribution.
That's not a separate.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Red line emission should be in. Okay. Forward line emission in the west frame UV should be in.
Oh, no, it shouldn't.
We weren't
doing
components.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radio transfer thing. So they don't mean... They mean photons in the lines escape. Not that... That's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Associated again, which means... Continuum source should be in. Associated should be in. C treaty level.
That should be. Oh wait, is that
does it stand
that's
for?
An observatory, isn't it?
Yeah.
The CT is the CTIO 4 meter. The name of that telescope.
Dunno.
Yeah.
And the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's also a telescope. And I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CTIO 4 meter telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the Blanco actually usually.
Yeah.
But anyway. I don't mind.
If we're
including observatory if it refers if it's part of the proper name.
But
then we have
I
to
guess keep it
then.
As
well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Have the telescope? No, just 1 meter.
Yeah.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption lines? No, it isn't.
What is that comma doing there?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic redden contamination from blended iron. What they mean is
blended
iron
lines. Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines then?
Yes,
yeah,
they
so
mean
so
iron lines. Yeah.
And we're keeping the line in because it's strange. Continuum flux, so we should have all
we're doing that, yeah. No!
Oh!
QSO.
I don't think it's a separate class of quasar. But I don't know what that quasar is.
I don't know what that means either. One damped line and alpha QSOs. It's not a source class.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
okay.
DAWDs.
What's
DAWDs.
25 of DA type and
yeah, it's if it has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different
white dwarfs.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
right.
So neither of them.
Okay.
That all goes.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
No, no options. That should be highlighted. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs, no. People talk about them a lot, but.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do.
I guess you should keep it then.
Yeah.
Mm.
People
only
specifically
distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
Are.
Okay. No absorption
lines.
Yeah. That's not to be associated with it.
Reagents. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you shouldn't.
Oh, A and B.
And we... gosh, what we can do about A and B?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Strong, soft, X-ray flux. Yeah, we can do that. And that's associated with absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL.
It's a region
well.
Though,
it's
isn't
a,
it?
Yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is more that
doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
Blue wings of
I
this,
not say
and
here.
This, and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And
yeah.
this. And presumably that's.
Yeah, I don't know what this
I think
means.
If the line's too long, you can
highlight
it.
Oh,
I
highlighted
it
all as one, right.
And I highlighted it separate, it should be separate.
What's this N thing? Because that is not marked in the...
I think if the line is too long, it's only putting the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one line.
No, sorry, I mean the so
the
most
nice have the N as well.
Yeah. I think it probably was and just hasn't printed it because Olivia wouldn't have started marking at 1402 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you look
so
at
your N
starts. Olivia's done.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that one line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
so you're mostly setting for the solution where you mark all contracts individually.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah,
but it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. Also, is that's right.
But it's is that also the name of the source?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah. Line broadness.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though, and we don't mark line
that's
width.
That's true. Well, okay, yeah. You're kidding me.
Rich iron spectrum.
You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right? Or
yeah.
Well, kind of. It's and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of actually lots of different elements,
mm-hmm.
and you have to work out all the ones which are iron lines. Then after that, you look and say, has a lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
the right
spectrum.
That's right.
This is a return spectrum.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's like a derived property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
a different.
Should it go in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Giant electricals or electricals.
You go in
mind.
Are giant ellipticals separate things? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
they
so.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Line of gas, what I've got in.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
Ionized in
there. Really? Really?
Hmm?
You think?
Well,
ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
Emission from high excitation lines.
Yeah. That's exactly the same as
it's pointing they're saying that there's a high excitation emission. And there's not high excitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Line ratio. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh,
you've got X-ray source. R117.
No, I learned to see that one should all be one with the red inside it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's. This is describing the band you do the observations in?
It's describing the line you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
I think so.
You've included it before when you've said this has been detected.
Right.
Yeah.
From. I think should be.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those shouldn't be there, should they? No.
Sometimes it's not systems, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, sure.
Well, hang on though, but isn't it just describe your mechanism there? It isn't a spectral feature as such. It's
no, I think
it's a process.
You can point to the damp time and alpha absorption in the same way you can point to H beta emission, although H beta emission is a process.
I think
mm-hmm.
this is what we agreed to pass out before, isn't it?
No. Damp line and alpha absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process myself.
I think it's a process too. I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption, that's not
mm-hmm.
really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp line and alpha absorption because you're shifted in the spectrum there.
Mm. Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was H beta absorption? In just about a low redshift. Quasars with H beta absorption you'd put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think damp line and alpha absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because every feature is produced.
Well, if
by
it was if it was absorption in damp lamina alpha clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what it means with low redshift damp lamina alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp lamina alpha absorbers, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp line alpha absorption.
Yeah,
the
well that's true.
In the
that
same way
true.
That
mm-hmm.
said, you know, H beta emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well, we've both marked it. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's newfangled.
Is it going to be a decent source type? In the future. I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
They're just talking about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies, where, you know, they've just got ultra-luminous and, ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they... What defines a microquasar?
It's a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very clean.
I guess keep it, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
No, I've made that one. That was certainly, I've never heard of that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxy.
No.
So that. Do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got it.
That should
that's
be
okay.
Yeah. Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Observed separately.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. So what happened also, you found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym, or?
Because the acronym has starburst in galaxies in it, in the X, and
oh,
if the
okay.
acronym includes it.
All oh, right, okay.
It has to be in
I see.
Continuing flux now. UV mm-hmm. up to the emission line. Ratios.
Yeah.
I think all of that goes in, doesn't it? Surely.
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So, yeah,
UV, and optical emission should be in there, though. No, it shouldn't.
No, I don't think anything
yeah.
goes.
No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
carbon emission. Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type 2 CO2 galaxies are one.
Yes, that's fine.
Right. Right. As long as this is
plus red.
TV camera ray emission.
We weren't going broadband detection.
No.
Using the Whipple F.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it's got objects.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scanning machine is...
It's an instrument.
It's
yeah.
A telescope, but it's an instrument.
Could you have that?
Right.
The other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh, yes, it should be
there as well.
No emission lines from higher.
Yeah. We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. We continue.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Airline region emission.
Yep.
Missing
missions out
in the airline region.
Yeah,
we don't.
No airline emission should be in.
Yeah. White dwarfs is a source star.
FB Lobo is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid that maybe NK is. Well, the Keck Observatory, yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
going. Okay.
We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah. Piece of electronic. Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does.
Yeah. UDXS is on the right.
Here's
that feature. We weren't doing flat spectrum quasars, are we? No. Were we?
I think they're a separate class, yes. We're not putting them in spectral, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Line strength.
No,
means
equivalent,
yeah. I did miss group.
That's it.
Hey.
Hey. Wow.
Excellent.
It's under a proper name, but it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Hooray.
Under 2 hours.
Excellent.
Well, once we've got them identified, a lot of them were
the
same problem.
Yeah.
Underground.
Yeah.
What's
the thing in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without...
No.
I was in a little bit more fire, isn't he?
Do we need to remain wired up? Are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We're done?
Excellent.
Right.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
bang at them all day long.
You can just go, oh, nothing next to that, I'm nil with it.
Thank you.